Well, thank you all for inviting us. We have really enjoyed being here, and sometimes people ask us what's a normal church when you're on deputation. There is no normal church. Every church is unique, and depending on what part of the country you are in, but one thing that I noticed right away here is you all are a friendly church, and you make people feel at home, and that is greatly appreciated. But I was born in Ohio. I moved to Georgia when we got married in 2007. But I grew up there, and my family were Christians. They took us to church and went to a Christian school my whole life. And I don't ever remember a time when I didn't know about Jesus. I just, in so many ways, I felt like I just grew up with him. And I remember at the age of 6, I started to ask my mom some questions, such as, you know, what would happen if I died? And my mom was very careful in wanting to make sure that we didn't make a profession at an early age and later on doubt or not remember. She wanted it to be from us of asking and those questions. So after I'd been asking some questions, she, on a Sunday afternoon, she said, you know, Maddie, do you want to get saved? I said, yes, I want to get saved. And so we went back to my bedroom, and we had little devotionals called Keys for Kids. And we did the ABCs of Salvation, and I remember every question. I said, yes, yes, I know I'm a sinner. Yes, I want to do this. And I was so excited. And a lot of times in high school, you hear about people doubting, and I could always remember that very clear in my mind that even though I didn't understand everything that was involved in it, I knew that I had trusted Christ as a child. And so about a year after that, I was baptized in my church there. And my church and school had a very heavy missions emphasis. And every year during missions conference, our church would have, our school would have an around the world day program. We'd sing songs, and I just loved missions conference. And in first grade, they had a, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I said, I wanted to be a missionary in Hawaii. My mom always said, I'll go to Hawaii with you. But I just loved missions, and I remember hearing about Mary Slusser. And I thought, oh, I would love to be like Mary Slusser, Amy Carmichael. And just the Lord just, since I was a child, just placed that burden on my heart. And in ninth grade, when we were at a missions conference at our church, I went forward and just made a public profession that, Lord, I will do whatever you want me to do, whether you want me to go single or married, I want to serve you on the mission field. And so after that, I went to BIMI as a Camp Bimmy, and I went there just to learn, well, what do you do? I say I want to be a missionary. How can I be useful? And they talked a lot about things like that, and what does a missionary do, and what are opportunities, and how do you go from point A to point B? And so I went through that in high school. I went on a missions trip with them. And then the summer after my freshman year of college, I had gone back to Camp Bimmy just to help in the kitchen with book work and things. And it was while I was there that Jeremy came as through the program. And I didn't really pay any attention to him that week. I was so busy trying to do everything. He started emailing me, and I thought, you know, if he's not careful, girls are going to think that he's interested in them, and he should be more careful about, you know, writing emails to girls. And I was a little slow. He wasn't interested. But we started emailing, and eventually we started dating. And it was neat because the Lord knew he had called me to missions, and that he had called Jeremy as well, and he brought us together. And it's so neat to see how the Lord works things out. We can connive and scheme and plan, but we have to, you know, let the Lord do that. And so we both finished school, and I received a degree in teaching English as a second language. So after we were married, I taught English for a couple of years, and then we started full-time deputation. Lord willing, I like to use that, teaching English in Togo, especially among the Muslims. A lot of times they won't come to your church, but they might come to an English lesson. You can use that. You know, you can teach about shopping vocabulary, and then at the end talk about, you know, the bread of life. They go to the market to buy bread, but let's talk about the bread of life, and just using that as a ministry tool. One thing, when the pastor said, one thing that the Lord has done for me through deputation, the first thing that comes to my mind are two words, is faith and trust. You know, you have a faith promise conference, and a lot of that's faith that the Lord's going to do what he said he's going to do. And as a missionary, we learn a lot about faith. And one thing I've learned is you never just learn it. You never say, okay, I got this faith thing down. I'm good now. It's a continual thing. But our church has a theme every year. In last year, when we started deputation, it was walk by faith. And 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. And I feel like the last year the Lord used that in my church, but also in my personal life. Because in January, Jeremy stepped down from his job at the church. We said, Lord, now we're done. I was still teaching, but we're down to one income. We have faith that you're going to provide for us. And then in May, I stepped down from my job. We said, we're going to go full time. And Lord, you know, it's just the two of us, but we have to have faith that you will meet our needs. And, you know, we can call all day, but we have to have faith that you'll provide those meetings. And then last September, Jeremy's niece was diagnosed with brain cancer. And she's only 5 months old, and they live 2 hours south of us. And they had two little boys as well. And so from mid-October to mid-February, I lived with those two little boys. Jeremy did deputation on his own for the most part, and they were with their daughter getting treatment down in Gainesville, Florida. And I would stay with the boys during the week and then go down on the weekends. And I don't have kids. It was a whole new experience. I learned a lot. Some of it the hard way of don't let them think Aunt Maddie is very gullible or they will pull everything by you. But so many times at the beginning, I would say, Lord, I cannot do this. I don't know how to raise children. Or, you know, it's just difficult. Or we go to the hospital and say, Lord, what are you doing? Babies shouldn't have cancer. Little children shouldn't die of these things. And, Lord, can I really trust you? And over, he said, Maddie, I am faithful. I know what I'm doing, and you can trust me. And he said, if we walk by what we understand, but by what we know, then that's walking by sight. That's not walking by faith. And over, the Lord answered prayers and just said, you can trust me, and I do know what you're doing. And the Lord just worked out so many things. Pastors were understanding when I couldn't be there. And then January and February, a lot of them were meetings in Florida or meetings on the weekend that I could go to. And then there's always a fear of the unknown. You know, you go to different churches. Every week you meet new people, new places, and new experiences. And especially growing up, if you had told me I would be doing this, I'd say you all are crazy. I was very introverted. But the Lord said, trust me. You don't have to worry about next week or the next week. Trust me with today, and I'll help you today, and I'll give you the strength to do what you need to do today. And so many times I'll start to worry. The Lord says, trust me. I've never before been unfaithful. Why would I start now? And as we travel, I keep a record of always what church we've been to, if we stayed with someone, you know, the dates and things like that. And in the back, I have a section of, we have a section of fun times, funny things that have happened. But I also have a section of blessings. And so many times I go back and I think, wow, God, I forgot how you provided here. I forgot how, man, that blessing, and it's not always monetary. It's just someone comes up to you and says, hey, I don't know if you know this, but I pray for you every day. I think, wow, I mean, what a blessing, what an encouragement to know that we aren't in this alone. And my encouragement to you is to walk by faith. Trust God. He's not going to be faithful for you for a couple years and then, oh, well, I'm going to let you do your own thing now. He is faithful every day and every step. And that's one thing that the Lord has taught me on this deputation trail.